Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. From whom all blessings flow. Praise God. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Here lifting up the name of Jesus to give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise that's due unto his name and his name alone, praise God, that's due unto his name and his name alone, praise God. I want to thank God for being God, and besides him, there is no other, praise God. Amen. What a wonderful truth to know that our God is the God of gods, praise God. He is the God of all, praise God. He is the God, as mentioned before, that besides him, there is no other, praise God. He is the God of heaven and earth, praise God. He is our great creator. He is the one that created us in his image, praise God. He's the giver of all life. He is the one that is due all glory, honor, and praise, praise God. He is the one, praise God, amen, that has made this life possible for us as his people to live. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. I just love the Lord on today, and I just thank God again for his hand of mercy upon the children of God, upon, praise God, even the entire world, the children of men. Amen. I give honor to the Most High God, who is, again, worthy to be praised, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God to the Godhead Trinity. Amen. Without the Trinity, without God, without Jesus, without the Holy Ghost, we would not only not be here, but we couldn't make it without him. We couldn't make it without them. Praise God. So I just thank God so much, so much for who he is and all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he is yet to do in the lives of his people. I give honor also to our very fine and wonderful Chief Apostle, Dr. Mary of Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, amen, in Baltimore, Maryland, amen, the number one church, praise God, in Lakeland, Florida. The ministry church number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, praise God. I just thank God so much. Amen. For my husband, Pastor White, and all of the pastors, the ministers, evangelists, the youth, the adults, everyone in their respect of a place, I want to just thank God so much for all of the love, the help, the teaching, praise God, advisement. Excuse me, that we have received and are receiving, praise God. Excuse me, from our Chief Apostle, Dr. Ogburn. Amen. Great woman of God. Loves God, loves God's people. Just a great, great woman of God. Thank God for my husband, Pastor White. Amen. Great man of God. Loves God, loves God's people. Just a great man of God. And, you know, just to everybody in their respective place, God is good, and he's good all the time. Praise God. And I just have been thinking on the Lord and thinking about the fact that, as Jesus said in the Word of God, that many are called. You know, many are called unto the Lord. You know, we're drawn by God's Spirit. It's the only way that we were able to come unto him. Praise God. But that many are called, but few are chosen. Praise God. And I was thinking about it, and I was pondering that thought, praise God. You know, the universal call unto salvation, unto belief in Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, it is there for all to have and to receive. And that's why the Lord Jesus told us to, you know, go ye into all the world and, you know, making disciples of those of the people that they will believe. Amen. And to compel them to come. praise God. And I just offer unto anyone that may be out there that's listening in, one friend, associate, and even the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies, that, you know, it might be somebody who doesn't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. It may be someone out there who has backslidden, be in a backslidden state. It may be somebody out there today that's listening in that feels like they don't know what to do, or they don't know which way to turn, or that they don't have hope on today. But I come to let you know that Jesus is your hope. Hallelujah. And that Jesus is the Savior of the world. So I just love to offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Amen. And the Word of God says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that we shall be saved. Amen. And so do what we as believers did one day. If you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, amen, just say, Lord, I am a sinner and I need you as my Savior. And accept Christ into your spirit and into your heart. Amen. Believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son of the true and living God, and that he died on the cross for the sins of the world, and that God raised him on the third day from the dead, out of the grave, with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. And that he also sits on the right hand of the Father, making prayers and intercessions for us. Amen. Even now, Jesus is praying for us even now. Amen. And after you receive Jesus Christ, you have received eternal life. Amen. And then don't stop there, but, you know, find you a Bible teaching and preaching, a living ministry, church, amen, where you can talk with and commune and interact with your leaders, with your pastor, your pastors, praise God, and that they can help you in the word, and they can help you navigate through different things that you may be facing and going through in life. Praise God. Because God is a prayer-answering God, and through Jesus Christ, he still is saving souls. Praise God. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about of many are called and few are chosen out of the Gospel of Matthew. Praise God. Jesus was speaking regarding that parable at the wedding feast. Amen. Regarding the wedding feast. You know, Jesus oftentimes used the parables so that, you know, we would be able to understand more of the revelation and the insight of things that are heavenly and that are of the kingdom of God. And that's what I love about the Lord, because he oftentimes, and I know we all are witnesses to this, he will come down to our level. Don't misunderstand me. Not he himself come down to our level, but the Lord will break it down, things that we need to understand on a level that we can comprehend. That's what I mean. Because truly, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And as far as the heavens are above the earth, are his thoughts above ours. So no, he never comes down to our level, but he will break things down to a level that we can understand. And that's why Jesus oftentimes did use parables, did use stories that were relatable in life. And in regard to the wedding feast in the book of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus was saying how so many people had been invited to this wedding feast. I'm sure some were rich, some might have been poor, some might have been you know, parents, some might have not had any children. But the whole thing of it is that there was a variety. And that's how it's going to be in heaven. It's going to be people from every kindred, every nation, every tongue, every creed, every race, male and female. It's going to be there in heaven because we have as believers accepted Jesus Christ. But in regard to the wedding feast, Jesus was saying that despite how many people were invited, despite how many people that had received an invitation to come, there still were those who did not accept the invitation from Christ. There were so many in the parable that Jesus used for our understanding out of Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, did not show up. You know, they were invited to this lavish wedding feast where they were, you know, basically everybody was considered the guest of honor. And they had food unlimited, just food abounding, overflowing, the best of food, the best of drink, the best of entertainment, music. But what I gained out of that is the fact that we can have such a blessing in our lives through our relationship with Jesus Christ, and yet we also can be neglectful and not benefit from those blessings because of our actions, because of our behavior, because of our lack of faith. Praise God. And Jesus was using the parable to say how so many people had been invited to come to the wedding feast, but they neglected to enjoy that benefit. And in the spiritual, the wedding feast is the marriage of Christ to the believers as his bride. To be in a loving and a kind and a helpful and a concerned and a life-giving relationship. But there are so many people, despite the invitation from Christ to come, they were not chosen to benefit and to be a part of it. Certain sacrifices had to be made. Certain things and behaviors had to be changed in order to fully benefit from this blessed relationship, this blessed invitation. So many were called, but few were chosen, because if we think about coming to Christ, our relationship with him, there are things, whether it's in our thought, in our action, in our deeds, that the Lord wants us to change and improve upon. And sometimes people, they would rather give up such a blessed relationship because they don't want to change. They don't want to fight. They don't want to do things differently. But what we have to realize as believers in Christ is that if we're going to believe on Christ and accept him. Receive him. Amen. As our Lord and Savior, we must change. Hallelujah. We must change from the ways of the world to the ways of Christ. We've got to change our behavior. If there are any unholy or unclean ways in us, we've got to change them. And, you know, Christ is there. Jesus Christ is there to help us make the necessary changes in order to please him and thus in order to reap the benefits from being in a relationship with him. Hallelujah. I know you've heard the song that said, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. You know, if I was a liar, I don't, you know, once Christ comes on the inside of me through and by his spirit, I shouldn't be a liar anymore. So what I'm saying as far as the parable of the wedding feast and people being invited, it's an example of the invitation to come unto Christ and receive eternal life. And thus that we have to make necessary changes, please God, and to live a holy life before him. No, it's no way. It's no way that we have within ourselves the strength, the power to do it on our own. No, that's why Jesus came. That's why he came. That's why he shed his blood. That's why he died on the cross. Because we needed a savior. We needed someone to save us from ourselves. We needed someone to save us from the power of sin and death. And Jesus did that. Jesus did that. Hallelujah. And so as we go on in our lives and day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decades, we have to acknowledge the fact that of Christ's work and sacrifice made for us. And then we have to go and let others know of what Christ have done and let it be seen through our living, praise God, that we be not only hearers of the word, but doers also, that we be not just as a sounding a cymbal of brass, but that our lives would reflect our true belief and acceptance of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're at a point now, or we should be at a point, especially if we've been saved and received Christ and received salvation and eternal life, if we're at that point in our lives that we have been saved for a while, we need to continue to work. Hey, I'm preaching to myself too. Continue to work for Christ, for him, and draw other souls unto Christ through the life that they see us live. Praise God. God is just a good God. And on the day of judgment, when our lives are over, And we have to answer for, as the Bible says, we will answer for every deed done in the body. Amen. And thank God that he is a forgiver. He said if we ask forgiveness, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. So this message today is for and unto the saved. That's why I love to offer the invitation unto Christ, because the universal call from Christ is still going out. And that is to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, as our personal Lord and Savior, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit of God, the power of God dwelling on the inside of us that enables us to stand for Christ and live a holy life. Amen. Amen today. God is a good God, and he truly, truly, truly is so worthy praised. Amen, amen, amen. And I just wanted to share out of Matthew chapter 22, praise God, verse 14, about the parable of the wedding feast, how many, you know, in that so many people were invited to come, and so many did not even accept, did not come by invitation. So they missed out. They missed out. And we don't want to miss out. We don't want our families to miss out. We don't want to, you know, not receive all the blessings that God has for us. But there are things as children of God that we have to do. We must do. And we know first and foremost, and that is to believe on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And then to commit our lives unto him, to live for him a holy life, dependent upon Christ giving us wisdom, strength, guiding us. Amen. As the Word of God says, in Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. You know, and before that it says, you know, we can't lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Praise God. So I just thank God so much for Jesus and the great opportunity to be back with you by way of the blog radio, and I hope that I was able to share from the Word of God the need for salvation, how we receive it, and that we don't have to miss out on the blessings of God. If we do what is necessary, if we do what is right to receive them. Amen. And we have to come before God with a, you know, a pure and sincere heart and pray. Maybe something that you're praying for that may require prayer and fasting. But just know today that God is a prayer-answering God, a God that can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. And I want to share points of contact for our great apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. You can reach her for prayer and counseling. She is a licensed Christian counselor. You can reach the woman of God at area code 301-732-0461. Praise God. And you can reach Pastor White here in Lakeland, Florida for prayer and counseling. You can reach the man of God at area code 863-812-6227. Amen. And I know that Dr. Ogburn and Pastor White, would be more than glad to talk with you and pray with you, counsel with you. Amen. Just feel free to give them a call, and the Lord will truly, truly bless you. Amen. You may have a word from the Lord for them. And God will bless you. Amen. Praise God. So I'm just so excited about who God is. He is our all in all. He is my all in all. He is a way-making God, bridge over troubled water, everything that I need, that we need. Amen. So let's not neglect or forsake receiving the invitation unto Christ and to live for God from day to day. Amen. Because as the Word of God also says, only what we do for Christ going to last. Amen, amen. Praise God. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.